Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
In a world filled with cancel culture, a group of veterans bring you the latest in crazy news, reviews, tech talk, today's hottest topics, and all-around shenanigans. Welcome to the Reckless Protocol Podcast, where free speech and patriotism are a guarantee. Support the show by joining Safescape, the free speech bias and algorithm-free social media platform, where all are welcome. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at Safescape.com. Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Chris.
What's going on, people? I'm Justin. Some people call me Jason. Not my name, but I digress. With me, I have Chris.
Holla.
We're your hosts, and today we'll be talking about new tech and games, some wild news, and some updates on Safescape. You're listening to Reckless Protocol.
Let's get it.
All right.
Well, if you ain't on Safescape, that's your first mistake. If you don't know what Safescape is, let me hook you up. We're a veteran-owned and operated company, created a social media platform for you guys. Because with everything going on out there, you got bias, you got, you know, censorship, you can be locked down just for saying something you believe in. We're not about that. Come to Safescape and take back your social media power. I'm going to turn this over to Chris for some updates that have been happening over the last couple months.
All right. So this is what's going on. We've been working real hard on this for better part of a year and a half. So as of lately, we introduced some real good stuff with the Plus accounts. As you know, we don't know. I'm going to educate you right now. We don't have ads. We don't sell data. We really have no way of making money, period, just from you being on the platform. So Plus accounts allows us to continue development. It allows you to add some really cool stuff to your profile so you can better customize, you get a couple extra pictures, highlight your profile pictures, all that kind of thing. So look into that. That's something that's newly added. It's actually been very successful so far. We're excited. I know users are excited.
Yeah, man, it helps us keep the lights on.
It really does, man, because the stuff costs money. You know, this isn't free, so servers cost money, storage costs money. So, help us help you.
Help me help you help me help you.
I mean. Right. And when you got software, right, Justin, what's a big problem when you got software, especially newly created software?
Bugs,
right? All software has bugs. Doesn't matter how old it is, how much money's been thrown at it, got bugs. So we are constantly fixing bugs. We had a couple new updates. We got a couple more coming out to fix even more bugs. We're bugs on top of bugs.
But no corona bug. Be corona free.
Keep that for yourself.
Unless you want some of that Mexican libation.
Yeah, right. So I killing me.
My bad.
Hey, so now that we're talking bugs, let's talk about what's on the horizon. Right? We got some good stuff coming, Justin, right? We got some real good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Talking about the Plus accounts, what that means to us, what that means to you for future development. We're trying to bring in the live stream.
Ooh, we're trying to bring,
right? You can talk to everybody, put yourself out there, right? Live. What else we got going on? We're trying to bring in some photo albums. We're trying to bring in some interest groups, we're trying to bring in moments, a lot of stuff we're working towards, and we're going to get there.
Hey, man, don't forget about them veteran feeds, first responder feeds.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not coming. That's already in there.
Oh, right. Right? But yeah, that's true. It's not an update, but it's good.
We got that in there. But if you want to find out more, you can go to Safescape.info and read all you want on it. Go to Safescape.com, sign up, or go to either app store, search Safescape, download it today.
There you go. That's what's going on.
Right, brother.
Yeah, man. Well, so, go for it.
Hey, man, so now that we're done talking about Safescape, what I want to know is what you've been up to. How's things been going for you? How was your week? How was your month? Oof. What's up, Justin?
Oof. Man, I'll tell you guys. I'll give you a tip advice. Real good tip. One, make sure you go in your basement every so often. Because, man, and clean out your condensate lines. My AC started leaking. Brand new. It's only like 3 years old. I went down in the basement. Could have been tiling down there, but I hadn't been down there for a week or so, being on nights. Go down there, and I had about 10 gallons of water on my new floor, man.
Come on.
I swear to God. So one of our other buddies there, Joe, he came over to help me hang a brand new TV I got for down there. And I went down there. He goes, "Hey, you supposed to have water down here?" I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" Sure as shit, man. I was like swimming. So I keep I vacuumed it up all night. 3:30 in the morning, I finally was like, "Man, I can't figure out where it's coming from." So I started using a flashlight, getting in all the dark crevices, and there it was, coming right out of the bottom of the AC. Now I'm no HVAC technician, and I'm like, "Oh man, what am I gonna do? It's 3 a.m. I'm not calling somebody. That's expensive." So I open up my condensate line. There's a little unscrewable cap. It was all gelled up and clogged, man. So all
you should have called. You should have called one of them dudes with the gondolas.
Like the what?
The gondolas? Right, get you a gondola ride. That's what they called, right?
The things on the Highline tension poles.
Nah, man, in Italy.
The boats
going down the river.
The boats? That's not a gondola, is it?
I think it is.
No.
Yo, somebody check me on that. Somebody check me on that. Whoever's listening to this, check me on that. But I'm pretty sure the gondolas.
I think you're right. Yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, but man. You know what? You have a gondola, then you have a gondola lift.
All right.
I should have taken myself on a boat ride, though. But all I did was, man, I stuck a snake down there, cleared it out. Man, if it didn't dry right up. But then it gets worse. Just my luck. I come down the next day, check on it, because I'm like, oh, it's going to dry out, so I can take out some of the new sheetrock, put more new sheetrock in. There it is, a little tiny puddle again. If I didn't lose my shit, man, started flipping out. Then I realized I have an on-demand hot water heater. That condensate pump, same thing. Take that apart, clean it all out. Here's the key. People say don't use bleach on it. I don't know. I put bleach down that thing. Not only does it smell better, the condensate line for the pump looks way better. So I guess I just put down a couple capfuls of bleach every month or something. You'll be all right.
Hey, man, bleach and vinegar is like liquid duct tape. Fix anything.
Vinegar? No. Now it's funny you say vinegar, because vinegar actually take the smell out of your clothes, which you should try sometime. Stop coming to work stinky.
Yeah, no, for real. Probably should. At least take a shower and use some deodorant every once in a while.
What you got going on?
Nah, right? So this is pretty good. So, you know, I'm sitting at home, you know, working on Safescape stuff, and I just got home from my normal day job, and my wife is over at my in-laws' house, taking the kids to the beach, and I get a text message. Flipping out. Hey, I need to talk to you, your dog. I shouldn't have taken your dog here. Your dog's getting on my nerves. So, come on. So I give her a call. I'm like, hey, look, what's going on?
What's going on, baby? Tell me what's going on.
She said,
I know damn well you didn't say it to her like that.
I was like, bitch.
Yeah. No. You said that? No.
So what's going on? What do we give my dog a hard time for? So she said, I took the dog outside to go to the bathroom. I walked her in the normal spot along the tree lines where she likes to do her business. We call it kangarooing because she looked like a little kangaroo taking a dump out there on the tree line.
Y'all sick for watching the dog take a shit.
So she said, she starts rolling around. And, you know, just like a lot of dogs, they like to roll around the grass. If they find something that smells right to them, whatever, they'll roll on it. And she's rolled on dead animals and stuff before. She found a mouse or something. And she got up.
She rolled around like shit?
Yeah, she looked like she was rolling around in, you know, 10W-40 or something. Like, used 10W-40.
Some Bill like Cosby pudding.
Like fresh out your engine after you ain't done an oil change in like 20,000 miles.
That's grimy. Right? That is grimy.
So wife's like, the hell? She's like, so we have people that aren't, you know, from around this area up here in New England, we get a lot of turkey, wild turkey. Apparently, it was some liquid turkey that the dog decided to roll around.
Got a little Thanksgiving gravy a little early, did you?
Yeah. Had it all on her neck. On her arm, under her chin, everywhere. She went in the house, got some Dawn liquid soap, washed up real quick. Now, my dog hates water, right? The kind of dog I got, they're just not known for like a water or whatever. They had to hit her with the hose. Man, it was a mess. My dog, my mom
probably just sprayed her. You didn't need to hit her.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. But man, my wife was mad. called me up fuming.
Should have said to her, why are you so mad? I catch you doing it all the time.
Seriously, man. But, you know, so that's how my week went. That's how things been going around here.
Oh, what a disaster. Speaking of disaster, I got one more story for you. You ready for this one?
Yeah, let me hear. Yeah, let me hear.
All right. So those of you who don't know, I do a lot of audio visual on the side with computer work and stuff. So I took one of our buddies, Kyle, up to work with me, working up at Boston University here. We're coming home and it's later at night. And so we stop at the good old Chick-fil-A for dinner. We both
love me some Chick-fil-A, dude.
Dude, we each got the same thing, right? Because it's just easier to order. We got a spicy chicken deluxe, cheese, everything.
Of course you do.
Shut up, man. It ain't about that. Keep that shit to yourself. So we get on the highway and we're cruising like 80, right? It's dark, starting to get dark. Now, I'm in a big-ass diesel truck, right? So we're just cruising down the fast lane, and there's a brand-new white Mercedes right in front of me. Man, for no reason, if they don't slam on their brakes. So I jumped on my brakes. I squeezed my sandwich. I didn't lose my sandwich. Squeezing my sandwich, we hit the brakes. I look to the right. I see nobody's in the lane. No exaggeration. We probably missed this car by a piece of paper.
Damn. So you know that sandwich was the only thing you were squeezing, the butt cheeks was.
Oh, I could have made a diamond, man. My booty hole was puckered up, that's for sure. So I look, and I'm talking, this happens in a blink of an eye. I hit the right lane, speed back up to 80, and jump back over. If there wasn't only but four cars there, and there was no reason for jumping on the brakes, all of a sudden I hear Kyle go, oh, man. His whole sandwich right out of his hand onto the floor of the truck. Typically, not too bad. You can dust it off, you know. But I got a dog, man. I got a hairy-ass mountain dog. And that truck is his truck. It ain't my truck. I pay a payment for him.
You know, when you guys roll around that truck, too, it's like Han Solo and Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon.
It's a ship that made the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Man, so he goes to pick it up. He's like, dude, my cheese is in the dog hair. I felt bad, but I was laughing my ass. He's like, it ain't funny. You ate your sandwich. My sandwich is on the floor. So he literally was shaking his chicken off. He had to get rid of his lettuce, tomato. Oh, what a great week.
It's just sprinkles, man. It's just sprinkles.
Like, honestly, you should understand. Like, I wish you could understand how much dog hair I'm talking about. Tumbleweeds, man. Desert tumbleweeds, but a dog hair.
Well, it's funny, too, because knowing Kyle, I can hear him saying that, too, and his mannerisms and shit.
Oh, dude, and I felt so bad, because I bought him dinner for working, right? So I was like, oh, yeah, I got dinner, whatever. And I started laughing, because it's funny, but if it happened to me, I'd be pissed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Goddamn dinner, my sandwich full of dog hair.
Oh. Yo, speaking of food, though, you know, a little sidetrack here, but...
Don't play.
I picked one up today. Did you see DiGiorno? Came out with a croissant crust pizza.
A croissant crust pizza.
Now, I love croissants. I love them. So when I seen that, I had to run and get me one. I haven't tried it yet. Still got it in the freezer.
You know what's funny? I don't think I've ever tried a DiGiorno pizza.
Not bad. I mean, I don't care what they say in their commercial. They're better than delivery. They ain't even close. But
well, I guess it depends on who you're getting delivery from.
Yeah, I guess. If you're getting your pizza delivered and it's worse than DiGiorno, you might want to rethink your pizza delivery place. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Because, man, that's... Oh, speaking of, though, you know what sucks? We go to that new place, or not that, you know, Graziella's down the street there?
Oh, yeah. Love that place. Yeah. They have great pizza, by the way. Speaking of pizza,
they
I do. Love
the pizza. I get their pizza. You know what I get? I get mushroom pepperoni pizza. That's awesome, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But, man, let me tell you, Ashley loves Italian subs. I think they've messed up her goddamn sub probably 4 times now.
Really?
And she don't complain about nothing. She called them.
Hey, man, you messed up my sandwich. I wanted banana peppers. You didn't give me no peppers. I wanted it toasted. You gave me just a plain bologna sandwich.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want us to deliver you a new one?
Yeah.
And it comes wrong, man. She gets so upset, too, because she's a foodie.
Yeah.
For a skinny girl, she is a big girl at heart.
She was like, as a matter of fact, you gave me chicken wings.
She said, damn it, I want an Italian sub. You gave me a burrito. Man, that's...
She's missing out, too, because they're Italian subs. So what I've been doing when I get them from there...
Like a boar's head now.
Yeah, and, well, I tell them add bacon. You add bacon to an Italian sub. I know bacon spices up everything, but man, bacon on an Italian sub toasted with some provolone. Oh, damn.
All right, for those of you who don't know, Chris has a weird fetish with bacon. He's not normal. He don't just love bacon. Weird.
Yummy, crunchy bacon, bacon, bacon! There in that bag! Yum, 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 it's bacon! I love you. I love bacon, I love you. I love bacon, I love you. I love bacon, I love you.
Dude, I think you had bacon toothpaste when I first met you.
I actually did. Bacon breath mints as well.
That's what it was. That's right. Yeah, that's...
All right.
I think he bathes in bacon grease.
I do love bacon, but you know what I don't like? And I'll tell you what, and I know Paul's going to end up listening to this. He gives me a lot of shit over it. I go to McDonald's. Not like a Big Mac.
Oh, but Big Macs like... Oh, they're the worst.
No, nah, man. See, hear me out.
All right.
And I know when Paul listens, he's already laughing. I get my Big Macs with no Big Mac sauce. I just don't want the sauce. The sauce is disgusting.
Oh my God!
Right?
You want roadkill then? Dry up, no, dead ass roadkill.
That is correct.
Well, I told him add mustard, and you know I get because now you can add like all kinds to it. McDonald's always skips out everything, but I'm like, give me some tomatoes.
If I ever go somewhere like that, I don't ever say, hey, hold the pickle, because you know damn well as soon as they open that sandwich, they're gonna spit on it, put the dick on it. You don't know. I don't send food back in the restaurant either.
No, I don't do that either.
Nope.
For real, no Mac sauce. And he asked me, he's like, then why get a Big Mac?
Yeah, you can get a quarter pounder. It tastes way better.
Which I do. I like quarter pounders, right? The valid question. Well, it's because the meat to bread ratio in a Big Mac is perfect. It's got that extra bun in the middle. So to me, the meat to bread ratio is perfect. And a quarter pounder, it could be a little too much meat. So
that's a first coming out of your mouth. Too much meat.
Oh, damn.
Walked right into that one, homie.
I did. And no ketchup either. I hate ketchup. I'll throw something away if it has ketchup on.
Wow. You really don't like America, do you?
Mess around with some ketchup on my burgers going in the trash.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Jeez, just when you think you know somebody. I was drunk. Well, we went down to work on Texas A&M Stadium a couple years ago. Actually, 4 years ago now. I got drunk, and the person driving us around was like, hey, stop at McDonald's. I'm like, man, you just ate. I said, stop at McDonald's. Everybody that was drunk, we got a Big Mac. Dude, I tried to throw that thing out the window drunk. I took a bite. I was like, this tastes like doo-doo. And ever since then, I've never gotten another one, man. I like their double cheeseburgers, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Them little scrumptious burgers.
A little,
Yeah, finger licking good, if you will. I can't believe you don't like ketchup, though.
I don't. I hate ketchup. Hate it. I can't even smell it. I don't like it.
What'd you do, drink too much of it in high school?
I have no idea what the hell happened, but I know I used to like it as a kid.
Well, I was going to say, most people, it's like liquor with them. Oh, I drank too much of this, got real sick, I don't drink it ever again.
I have no idea what happened.
You like pickles? Pickles?
No, I don't.
You don't like pickles?
You know what I think it is? I think it's a lot of things that are vinegar-based.
I think you don't like pickles because you try to eat them whole.
That's true, too. Man, I'm good at it. I just don't like them.
That's funny. I don't think...
Man, I hope my mama ain't listening.
I hope she is. Oh, hey. Call me later.
I know both moms probably listen.
Oh. But I don't know it like that, but she can call me later, too. It's all good. Speaking of call, man, everybody been calling on the Safescape line, man. I was sleeping the other day and the phone rang. Had to jump up and grab it.
Oh, yeah. But you got it.
I got it. I did pick
it up.
I did.
Help them out. Got them on their way.
Picture like Miss Doubtfire yelling, help is on the way and running. That's me. Yeah, man.
Lord.
Why don't we get down to it and talk about some technology?
I like it. What are we got on the table tonight for a little technology talk? Because I know that's something near to our hearts, man.
Well, we got some new games coming out this holiday season, if you will.
Let's see what we got.
World of Warcraft Shadowlands, that comes out October 26th.
October 26th. Now,
I know you're real excited about that one.
I am, and I hate to admit it, because, right, like, you know, we've talked about it, right? So, World of Warcraft is a love-hate relationship with just about every person that's ever played World of Warcraft. So, right? And it burns me every single time they come out with an expansion. I get it, and I play it, and then the next one's about to come out, and I say, I'm not going to do it. And I do it.
Yeah, but I think on the last one, we only played for a little while.
I played a little longer than you did. I actually did probably get at least 6 months out of it before I really just said, I'm done.
For anybody that doesn't know, with that game, I'm probably terrible because all I want to do is smash things. If I can kill it, that's all I want to do.
That's true.
Right? So I don't. Most people, we go to dungeons and stuff, they get all mad at me. Hey, man, stop doing that. Oh, my bad.
We don't call you Wreck-It Wade for nothing, bro.
That's true. That's also true. So, if any of you want to do some World of Warcraft with us, let us know. We'll be playing that. I told him I'd get it. One thing I don't know how excited I am for, though, is the new Call of Duty Cold War. That's November 13th. From what I understand, my understanding of it is it's going to be a shared war zone. So they're going to keep the same war zone, but add that expansion in somehow. So go out.
Really?
Yeah, you probably need to go out and get yourself a couple terabyte raid just to put that game on. I think it's up to like 200 gig right now, or 200 or 180.
The current one is 260.
It's 260 already. Okay.
Oh, 280. One of the two. 260 or 280.
So think about that. But they did bring back zombies. Zombies was pretty cool back in the day. So I don't know if I'm going to get it. I might just stick with what I got now for that. But we'll see.
I will tell you, I will not be buying. I will not.
I had to fight you just to get your goddamn Call of Duty installed again, man.
Yeah, you know, I loved the campaign. I'm not going to lie. I loved the campaign.
It was really good. It was good.
I had a lot of fun playing. I even had fun playing the multiplayer with you guys. But
it doesn't sound like you had fun.
Nah, I did for a bit. But I'm terrible. I'm real terrible. And I get frustrated. I'm bad. And I get frustrated. And to me, if I'm going to get frustrated to the point where it's not fun, it's not a fun game. And the Black Ops before this one that was out, what, like a year or two ago?
Yeah. I think we played that for a day.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I played that for quick. If at most it was a couple weeks and never played again.
Let me explain to people why you have such a hard time. So, Chris,
I want to hear this. No, bring it on.
Now, keep in mind, Chris doesn't like ketchup, doesn't like pickles, doesn't like Big Mac sauce. And this man's computer crashes nonstop. Now, let me explain to you. So, we're all in tech, right? We all do IT. Man, if this man doesn't say, oh, my game crashed again. Sometimes his computer just shut off. Blue screen. Hey, man, what's going on?
True.
Because he has over... How many tabs you got going, Chris? I'm going to preface this. Right. One browser.
All right, well, I'm going to back you up just for a second, because after I did the upgrade, because I did upgrade my RAM, I found out my RAM was busted. That was causing a lot of the crashes. I've had almost no crashes since. But because of that, I did end up losing some of my tabs, and I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy. But before that happened, I'm not joking when I had, I think it was about, now it's going to be an estimate, it was about 80 tabs open.
In
Firefox.
How many in Chrome?
I want to say it was about 50 something.
How much in Edge?
So I don't use Edge, dude.
Explorer? Brave?
None. I didn't have any, because Brave I was mainly using just for testing. I would do some testing and things like that, so I would just close it.
But explain to people, it's not just tabs that you leave up. It's like you have the browser going while you're trying to game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's running on a system that was built back in the 70s.
No, come on, man. Come on, man. My system's good. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Come on. We're going to talk about hardware in a minute, so I ain't going to touch on that yet.
Because you can't. You still running on a 1030.
Nah, 1030.
I got one of those. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, I got a 2070 Super. You know I just upgraded.
Oh, Super Duper.
Super Duper.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, so my tabs are like the old school card catalog in the library. I know exactly where everything is. And I know somebody right now is probably about 21, 22 years old listening, going, what the hell is a car catalog? Don't worry about it. Go Google it. But I mean, I know where everything is. I got all my tabs. When I need something up, I know right where to go.
That makes me sick just thinking about it. I don't have OCD as a person, but I do have this. Like my desktop right now, let me count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 icons. That's it. I can't have nothing on my, I gotta go, if it's a document, it goes in documents. If it's an Excel, it's Excel in documents. This man tell me all the time, I think I ran out of memory. Well, how many tabs you got open? All of them.
See, well, man, damn it, I
save
envy
some
you
internet
for, that.
For the rest of us.
I envy you for that, because I am the definition of organized chaos. I am.
I don't think you can have organization with that many tabs.
I can't. Stop. I know where it all is. I'm telling you, all right.
Speaking of, the game I'm real excited for, though, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Man.
Valhalla.
Anybody that loves Assassin's Creed, man, wait till this is awesome. I already have pre-ordered everything. So excited. Man, you're going to can play a Viking. Do some Norse-style gaming. And if it's actually a new atmosphere, too, in Assassin's Creed. They came out last time with it. In Odyssey, if anybody didn't play that, I recommend playing that. I think it's cheap right now. But basically, it's role-based, so you can literally pick how you go about living through the gameplay. Like, the actions you take and cutscenes and all that dictate on the outplay of the game. So this is, and it's a lot more open world now. So that's like massive. It's not just like, you know, it's not like on the old ones where it was, you know, side to side. You had a good idea of movements. You can go, you know, forward or even backtrack. This is just like straight open world. And then as you get to new places, you get, you know, come up on missions, stuff like that. So I'm real excited for that. Obviously, there's other games. Look for us.
I do like that. You know, speaking of Assassin's Creed, but I haven't played, and I believe it was kind of the same way with Black Flag. That was the last.
Black Flag, yeah. Play. Well, so that was
it was pirate themed, but I believe that was kind of open world where you could kind of.
Well, that's the thing. They got bigger and bigger, but there was a point where you couldn't go. And I mean, this one's the same because obviously you're based off ancestors' memories, so you're plugged into like the Animus, right? So you can only go as far as you open it up. But in the older ones, including that one, you ran out of space pretty quickly. This one you can, and if you want to, you can keep going back too. It's like a. It's almost like it never ends. Like on Odyssey, you would have to take over, depending if you were playing for Sparta, and you know, you could go fight a Athenian, something like that. You could, when you show up, there's like battlegrounds to see who takes the area, but they'll still come back. Like, you know what I mean? They always come back, so you can always redo something. So that's really cool. So look to us for, we have a streaming account. We just, with all COVID going on and getting new hardware and whatnot. Things got a little slow,
trying to keep Sayscape up and running.
Yeah, remember that. Plus, accounts keep the lights on.
Right. Go get you a plus account right now.
Yeah, man. So look for us. We'll let you guys know when we're streaming. Come check us out. Yeah, let us make fun of us. You know, all the good stuff.
All right. Well, I know we got a couple other games we've been playing. We're gonna talk about. Then we're gonna move on to some hardware. Discussions on, you know, builds for PCs and Booty Rust. But before we do that, we're gonna take a quick break. Let you guys listen to some cool commercials that pay the bills, keep the podcast up and running. Then we'll get back and we'll get right back into it. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Radio. Okay, listen up. Before we start this, understand what it is. The Spartan Pledge is a battle drill. It's what to do when you don't know what to do. Remember that. I will be the last to fall. Two things every warfighter needs. I won't shed a tear for them to see. Is a battle buddy and a mission. Repeat after me. I will not take my own life by my own hand. Until I talk to my battle buddy first. My mission is to find a mission. To help my warfighter family. Thank you. You've now taken the Spartan Pledge. Don't let it die here. You are now authorized to go and tell other people, other warfighters. You don't take it for yourself, you take it for them. It's an agreement so they know where to go when they're having problems. Take this, go give it to others. All the way. Make it happen. Go give it to others. Make it happen.
DV Radio.
There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Seascape. You can grab your profile on Seascape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Seascape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Seascape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your newsfeed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Seascape on your mobile device or head to Seascape.com now. Seascape.com.
Support the show by joining Seascape, the free speech bias and algorithm-free social media platform where all are welcome. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at Seascape.com. Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Chris.
All right, we're back with Reckless Protocol. And you listen to Chris, Justin. We're talking about some games. We're talking about some computer tech, some computer hardware, what you might need to run the latest games.
What you might need to run all the tabs.
Right before we went to break, Justin was being an asshole. I mean, he was talking about Assassin's Creed and some other stuff. So
I'm real excited about that, yeah.
So what else? We've been playing some other stuff. What else?
Oh, man. Well, we've been playing a lot of that Warzone. We play a lot of Warzone. We've been playing Flight Simulator. Actually, that's...
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So if y'all haven't tried it out and you have a computer capable, because at the time, Chris wasn't capable, but got ourselves a joystick. We got a full out throttle control. Man, that's so realistic. We took off from the base we work out, man. Looks just like it. And I'm talking crisp. I actually hit a moving car in that game.
Man, it is.
Don't do that. Fly responsibly.
It is. It is a great game. And I know they're planning on expanding on it. I know they're going to open up the store more. Just like any other game, they're going to get their money.
Yeah, so yeah. Charge you $18,000. So you might as well just go out and buy a new plane.
Exactly. But I did hear that it is fully... mod ready, so people are gonna, I'm sure, come out with mods for airplanes and come out with all kinds of cool stuff, which I'm excited about because I want to see. There's no helicopters in the game yet. I want to see helicopters come in, maybe some fighters.
See, that's one thing I didn't see. In the older flight simulators, there was a helicopter.
You're right, and for sightseeing, I mean, that's perfect. So I want to see some of that come in. VR is coming in. That's gonna come in November. So Microsoft already announced that the reason that they're delaying VR. They must have some kind of partnership with HP. HP has got their new, I believe it's called the G2 VR headset coming out. So they're basically going to launch their VR-capable flight sim to correlate with the launch of that VR headset to kind of help them out in the partnership. I'm sure they're not just helping them out. There's a lot of money involved, I'm sure. And then shortly after the support for the HP headset comes out, the rest of the VR headsets will follow, which I'm excited about because I'm stuck in the Oculus Rift S realm, but I still want to play. So
I think I might get the Valve Index.
Yeah?
I'm thinking about it, man, because I played yours. I played Joe's. Joe's got the Valve Index. The main thing I like about it is the hands. Your hands work a little better. So, but I mean, I want to do that because, dude, flight simulators, you can get nasty with it. You get big-ass monitors. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Which I agree. Here's where I don't agree with your decision. Now, it's your decision, your money. But if it was me, this is why I wouldn't agree with the Valve Index. So, yes, it has full independent index tracking.
Digits
for your fingers. But the developers still have to write that into their code. I don't think at this point the majority of them are going to have it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see that happening right now. And the price difference between the Valve Index and the HP headset that's coming out. Now, granted, HP is the only thing that kind of turns me away from it. They made great printers, everything else, not a fan. But they have the same. They actually have a higher resolution than they did.
Yeah, I think they went in. Well, higher resolution, lower frame rate.
Yeah, they partnered with
Steam.
With Steam. So they have the same lenses and the same audio.
Right. Yep.
So, and it's, I think it's half the price.
I think it's $600. Is it half?
It's $600. It's half.
half the price.
Yeah, it's $600. So what's the Valve Index right now? It's like $1,100, $1,200.
Yeah, I thought it's $1,000, like $900.
Oh, is it? Yeah. All right, so a little less than half, or a little more than half. So that, you know, if it was me, I'm cheap anyway. You know that. So
yeah, it doesn't even like to afford ketchup.
You know, right now, that's why I don't like it, because I can't afford it.
It's expensive.
It is. If I can get the ketchup packet. And I go to McDonald's.
You hoard mustard packets, don't you?
Oh,
you're rationing out mustard packets in your house, you poor kids, man.
I skip on the Big Mac sauce so I can get the ketchup packets.
Oh, my God. Man. Speaking of all this VR and high games, man, let's talk some hardware.
Oh, yeah.
NVIDIA's coming out with a 30 series. It's going to be this month. Let's see, what do we got? Supposedly, September 17th is going to be that 3080. The 24th is going to be the 3090. And then they're going to hold off on the 3070 until October, I think. Which I'm not sure why they're doing that. I have my guesses.
Yeah.
But for all of you that don't know, graphics card makes the world go round in gaming. Gaming and streaming, actually.
Yeah.
So listen to this. I have a 2080 Ti right now. Right, and the 2080 Ti I had was good, and everything else is obsolete until they drop this. So I've only had this maybe 4 months.
Yep.
Man, their 3070 is going to be faster than my 2080 Ti.
That's what I heard, and I just bought the 2070 Super, and I heard the 3070 is going to be obviously much, much faster.
But now. Listen to the price tag though. $499 for the 3070.
Yeah.
$499.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's,
it is, but you gotta also remember, right? That's the NVIDIA card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you got the third parties that are gonna come out with their own version.
I think they're all gonna try to stay in the same price range.
You think so? They're typically at least like 15-20% higher.
No, not that much. Maybe during this whole pandemic. I mean, pandemic.
But. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I bought the current price for the 2070 Super is $499. If you buy it from NVIDIA's website.
Okay.
Maybe not right now. I don't know, but $499. Yeah. I just bought the Rogue Strix version.
Yeah.
And I paid, I believe, $570 for it.
Yeah, but when you bought it during this whole bullshit that's going on, man.
True, but that was like in line, because I've been tracking it for a while. That's in line with what their price has been.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
That sucks. So,
yeah, that's just...
Well, either way, I mean, that... Yeah, some people. But see, some people are selling 2070s right now. 2070 Super from MSI, $989.
That's unbelievable, man.
That's what I'm saying. And it's because, well, I think two things happen. Here's what I think. I think we're kind of being had by the market right now a little bit. And here's what I mean.
Yeah.
Obviously, prices go up and down depending on supply and demand. So actually, people, if you're looking for RAM and or hard drives, right about now is the time to get it because RAM just dropped significantly. But so what's going on, I think, is this whole pandemic, every production plants got shut down, right? So we didn't have as much. Yep. So now the cost went up because of the supply wasn't there. Well, now rather than Nvidia actually ramping back up on the 2070s and 2 series, right, they're not doing it. So it's causing the price to go up because people want a new card now. They don't want to wait these extra couple weeks or a month or whatever it was. So I think that's what's going on too. They're gonna this new 3 series is gonna come out, and Nvidia is just gonna pump them out. But
yeah,
you get your 3080 Ti. There is gonna be no 3080 Ti. I'm sorry, just a 3080, and that is.
It was leaked that they're supposed to be from Tom's Hardware. Leaked that there was gonna be a 3080 Ti down the road. And Tom's Hardware, every time they leaked anything that had to relate to video cards, Nvidia has come to fruition. Well, so take that for what it is.
So the last I just watched, Joe got me on watching their latest release. The 3080 Ti is now their 3090. The 3090 took over the Titan.
That's true, but so, if you look at,
if they come out with a Ti, you know what they could do? They could come out with a 3080, because right now the 3070 is sitting at 8 gig of RAM. The 3070 is 8 gig. 3080 is 10, and then the 3090 is 24.
Yeah, and the price difference between the 3080 and the 3090 is $700 to $1,500. So they can slip a 3080 Ti in there at like the $1,000-$1,100 price range. Maybe, you know, probably higher.
I don't see at the max. I see it being 16 gig if they come out with the 3080 Ti, if that.
Yeah.
Well, for them to say $1,100, because for right now, $1,400 is the 24 gig, what was the Titan.
Yeah.
So not only that, but you're getting CUDA cores. I mean, on the 3070, for Christ's sake, you're getting 5,888 CUDA cores.
Yeah.
So,
which I believe the 2070 Super, which is what I have, has about half of them.
Right, half.
That's half.
You want cultured swine?
I think it's about 2,700 CUDA.
Right. And for those of you that don't know what a CUDA core is, it stands for Compute Unified Device Architecture. It's special programming language that can leverage the GPU to perform tasks with a greater performance.
Look at the brain on this guy.
And if you only could see my dome piece, it's huge. Nothing in there, but it's huge. Future expansion.
All right. So before we move on to something else, talk about how all of this, let's bring it all together. So yeah, we just talked about some games. We talked about Flight Sim, which we know is a resource hog, right? I'll give you a quick example. RAM wise, it takes about anywhere between 4 and 11 gigs of RAM just to run the damn game.
Right. And now, so let's
bring it all together. How is this, the video cards, your processor, all that affect your ability to play all these new games that are coming out?
Well, that's the other thing, right? So previously, what you had to do is you relied a lot on your CPU, memory, GPU to work in tandem, which you still do. But we've made so many jumps, and when I say we, I'm not a part of that. I wish I was. I'd be talking to you from like a yacht somewhere. But now the GPUs nowadays can literally handle so much more of the processing for the video itself that the CPU just isn't needed as much. But for example, RAM, like a lot of people, when it gets down to it, they're like, oh, I have enough RAM, I have 16 gig, and it says the game only needs up to 11. All right, well, that leaves you 5 gig of RAM to run your system processes, and that's what a lot of people forget. Granted, Windows 10 is a lot better now than it was when it first came out, and a lot better than 8, which was then the same roughly as Vista, which became, I don't know if any of you remember that, that was terrible. I think you needed like 8 gig of RAM just to run the damn thing.
Vista was awful. It was such a memory hog.
Oh, yeah, because they tried to make it look pretty, and it didn't even look pretty, man. That's my opinion. That's my two cents, though. But, yeah, so if you bring it all together, man, if you can get, that's what I'm saying. Here's what people need to do. If you don't have a good video card right now and you can pony up the $500, a 3070 is going to be better than a 2080 Ti faster.
Yep.
Right? And it has the technology that's way better than the 20 series. So for $500, you could upgrade rather than spending $800 for a 2070 Super. A Super, not even a 2080 Ti, a Super. So that's how you got to look at it, man. There's going to be so much tech. And I think we're roughly in that year. If COVID didn't hit, man, we were in that year, I think, where a lot of big things are happening. Because you can see it even across TVs. Look at all that technology that's coming out in just your home TV. Thin, paper thin.
Yep.
Barely any power. Everything built right in. I saw TVs are coming out with Alexa built in now.
Oh, yeah. So they can listen to you while you're watching TV.
Well, they might not want to listen to what everybody's watching.
All right, so to wrap that up, basically, all these new games that are coming out, they're becoming much more robust. They need way more hard drive space.
Pretty. Everything's going to be pretty.
Yeah, you know, you got to upgrade. If you're going to stop playing these new games, if you're not running some of the, at least, it doesn't have to be the absolute state of the art, but if you're not running stuff that's like a year or two old or earlier, you're going to have a hard time. So,
well, now, you know, I think now is the year to upgrade just because of what's out now versus what's coming out in the next 4 years. Because I think Joe and I were talking the other day, and I think we both roughly upgraded about every 4 years. Granted, I Frankensteined a machine, and now I got a production PC that I just put together that's running an AMD Ryzen 3900X, which is overkill for production in school, but... My 2080 is going to go in there when the 3090 comes out. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's tech. Man, we could talk on that for days, though.
I know, and we will. We're gonna keep coming back to this every week. You know, come in. We'll talk about all kinds of tech stuff, more and more stuff.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk about anything, you got questions on some tech, you can let us know. Drop us an email at info@sayscape.com or jump on the Sayscape platform. Let us know. Hit us up in the DMs. We'll put your stuff right in the next episode.
And then get yourself a Plus account.
That's right. Get yourself a Plus account. Helps keep the lights on.
All right. What we got next, right? Some weird stuff going on around the country, around the world. Let's hear a little something.
Oh, yes, there's some weird-ass news. There's some weird-ass people. That's what I'm going to say. Weird people. Listen to this. You ready for this? You all know about Karen, right? Karen, that meme. That meme that started.
Let me talk to your manager.
That, see? You know. See, you know. Karen. New study out of the UK on the name Karen states that 62% of adults associate the name Karen with traits to include entitlement, obnoxiousness, privilege, and being demanding. And it's really grown since the corona pandemic hit. Yes, if any of you haven't heard it, damn it, we've been dealing with a pandemic, and it's named after a beer.
Survey, which I used to drink a lot of when I was about 21, because I didn't drink before I was 21.
You know what's funny about a corona? Ashley likes them, and I once in a while on a really hot day, but man, I'm not a fan of it.
I haven't drank them in years, but when I was in my younger years.
I bet you never got coronavirus, though, did you? Because you've been drinking it for years.
I never did, but go ahead, man.
I digress. This survey shows that 69% of UK people aged 40 to 54 would not name their children Karen due to the associated connotations. Think about that. 69%, and I'm not trying to be funky with it, 69% will not name their kids Karen. I don't really blame them, but crazy.
That's messed up. Think about that. A meme is dictating, like, I'm sure the global, you know,
option
to name your kid, or if you're already named Karen, I'm sorry. Especially if you're a nice person, I'm sorry.
Somebody really likes it, just put an emphasis on it. Quran.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually, don't use that. That's a religious book. Don't use that.
That's fragile. It's right. Italian.
Mascusi. Leaving. Shut up, man. Let me finish. Leaving 6% that would not match with somebody on a dating site that has the name Karen.
Oh, my God.
6% of people said they would not match with somebody because of her name was Karen. That'd be a bad night. Go home, have some dinner, have some drinks, get a little freaky. Then she called a manager on you, want to make a complaint. Did not live up to the service. Oof, that'd be a bad night, man.
Oh, man.
18% would feel uneasy. Oh, Jesus. Uneasy if their mother-in-law had the name. 18% of people now feel uneasy that their mother-in-law has the name Karen. The hell you care what her name is?
You know what's crazy? I don't think I know one person with the name Karen.
I do. I know one lady. I think I know more, but one lady that stands out in particular, her name's Karen. She used to clean my teeth. I worked with her husband. Probably the nicest lady I've ever met in my life. And when I say nicest, like just down to earth, beautiful person inside and out, just crazy nice. I wish her name wasn't Karen.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Karen. If you listen, then I love you. What you got, man? You got any news?
And I know some of you probably heard this, but man, this is funny. I had a laugh when I seen this. So in Nebraska, now I know this sounds funny coming from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
A man goes to the city council, and guess what he wants? He wants to remove the name of boneless chicken wings. He said, we need to rename boneless chicken wings.
Which part? The boneless?
The whole thing, boneless chicken wings.
Man, sounds boneless to me.
The man basically goes on to say they're not actually made from the chicken wing. Why are we calling them boneless chicken wings? Now, he makes a lot of sense. I do understand that. But why is this guy sitting at the city council arguing his point to rename boneless chicken wing?
Wait, hold up. Wait. He's mad because it doesn't actually come from the chicken wing meat?
Exactly, because it comes from the chicken breast meat.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you can't call them boneless breasts.
So he says, and I quote, we would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meat. But then we go around pretending as though the breast of a chicken is its wing.
All right, buddy. Where's he from? Dakota? No, where'd you say? Montana?
Nebraska.
All
right. Then he says, our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. This is where meat comes from. It grows on bone.
Man's crazy. Nothing left to say. That man's crazy.
And lastly,
that man needs a life. Who cares?
This is funny. This is how he ends. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand, and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long, and we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Right, this man's got a bone
can't
obsession.
Can't make this
man standing where with a bone talking about bones.
With a bone to pick.
Picking on a bone. That man needs a life. Nebraska, you should kick him out.
Right? what else we got?
Goddamn crazy.
Couple more crazy things going on. There's a lot of crazy shit going on.
Oh, speaking of flying, I got one for you.
Right.
You ready for this? A man was spotted flying with a jetpack 3,000 feet above the air. In the air.
Wait, 3,000 as in 3,000?
3,000.
That's high.
That is high. Especially high for a jetpack. I mean, I saw Rocket Man back in the day. That was crazy. FBI is investigating.
I don't want to get on my roof.
Yeah, right? FBI is investigating the sightings from two different pilots from separate flights near LAX. And for those of you who don't know what LAX is, it's Los Angeles International Airport in California. Two different pilots spoke to air traffic control. And here's the conversation off of the recording. It says, Tower, American 1977, we just passed a guy in a jetpack. ATC stands for Air Traffic Control. American 1997, okay. Were they off to your left or right side? Pilot, off to the left side, maybe 300 yards or so at about our altitude. Seconds later, another pilot tells the tower, we just saw the guy pass by us on a jetpack. ATC says, Be advised, the pilot of a JetBlue, and then they advise the pilot of a JetBlue flight, use caution, and somebody that's unidentified at this time says, only in LA. One, whoever did that, I want to meet him. I want a jetpack. I don't know how to use it, because I'll probably crash into a tree or something, but I want one.
That's crazy. Remember as kids thinking, hey, someday we're going to be able to see people flying with jetpacks. That's not exactly what I had in mind, but that, that's crazy.
No, true. True, but 3,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So think about this. I don't know what these planes were. If I had to guess, flying into LA, it wasn't an international flight, so maybe a mid-range seven. What are those ones now? That what's the Boeing that had the issue? The Air Max.
That was a bigger plane problem. I don't know. Either way, it was American Airlines too, so it wasn't.
Well, American Airlines and JetBlue. So if you think about it, these are some big ass planes. You're not talking about a little 8-seater. Probably talking about 100 people plus. And you're flying up when they're coming in on their landing. You got a death wish. You're going to get sucked into one of them damn jets.
Oh, yeah.
Jetpack get turned into mincemeat. There you go. Fly over Nebraska. Get sucked through the goddamn propeller of the jet engine and rain down with no bones left. Just meat. Make that man happy.
Then you don't have to worry about boneless chicken wing.
Yeah, you got boneless human. Bitch.
All right. Hey, speaking of cities that have some weird stuff going on, all right, I got one from out of New York.
Oh, Jesus.
In New York, this guy breaks the one-handed clapping record.
Say what?
Yes, that is the Guinness Book of World Records actual record.
How do you clap with one hand? Is that the one where they leave their hand limp and then they just start slapping it against their palm?
I don't know. I couldn't find a video. But it says this guy broke the one-handed clap record. Now, listen to what the record consists of. He managed to clap 853 times. On average, that's more than 14 claps a second to beat the previous record.
Speaking of boneless, that man's got nothing left down there, I tell you that.
Exactly. I'm like, how the hell? What? So I was trying to figure out what this even entailed. I'm like, I think that's what it is.
I think I've seen people doing it. Like, they have their hand with their fingers limp, and they just start snapping their wrists so that their fingers clap against their palm.
It says, most alternating one-handed clap. So I don't know what alternating
hand means. Ambidextrous, if you will.
Like, this guy, one-handed claps, 853.
That's crazy.
That's what we call getting clapped.
God damn. His hands must be bruised, too. 800 times.
That's not a lot of New York. That's the best New York has to offer for us.
God damn. Man should just stay in his house. Him and that guy from Nebraska should hang out.
Right?
Keep each other entertained.
And I apologize. We're close to the Boston area, so those of you from New York will understand.
And if you don't, to hell with you. Oh, my God. 800 claps. 800 claps. 800 claps. That's crazy.
Check this out, right? So there's a lot of stuff in the news. I'm not going to get into it, but there's a lot of stuff in the news around the post office, right? Mail.
Ballots, with the sorting. Stuff. Yeah, double mail-ins. Yeah, I can't even get my mail on time, damn it.
Yeah, well, this might be why. Out in Alabama.
Ooh, Alabama.
Alabama, so you can see where this is going. It's out in Alabama.
Hey, shut up. My dad's from Alabama, man.
So, well, tell your dad.
I ain't telling him. You tell him. You tell him.
Tell him, watch out for goats. Because in Alabama, this goat was seen stealing people's mail.
Goat?
It was a goat.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Only in 2020, man. Only in 2020. Hey, man, you didn't vote. Nah, the goat ate my vote, man. My ballot's gone.
That's what we're going to see. This is the next step, right? It happened in, and I might be pronouncing this wrong, it looks like Toksie, Alabama. There was a goat eating people's mail.
That's crazy.
All right.
That is absolutely nutty. not just one person's mail, but like everybody's mail?
This one person said, and then they finally got a hold of the person, but they said they weren't sure if the goat had gotten into other people's mail on the street as well. But they were able to get a hold of the owner, and the owner came and picked them up.
Well, I will tell you this. I did see a video on, I forget what news station it was, a mail delivery person, I don't know where it was, so y'all can go look it up, but took a whole, you know how they have them totes of mail?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the back of the day they had the big white totes? Man, yeah. She took this whole tote of mail and dumped it in a dumpster.
Oh, my God.
Some people get mad. Here's what I say. Keep my bills. I don't care. Throw out my junk mail. I don't want it anyhow.
Maybe pay them on your way to the dumpster.
But that damn sucks, too, though. Imagine if you're waiting for a check or something. No, there it is. It's in a dumpster, bitch.
The goat ate my mail.
The goat. That's a new one, right? Oh, speaking of goat ape, I know, off topic. I read something the other day, and it kind of made me sad, especially because I got my first kid coming. So there's no more snow days, man. There will never be another snow day in the world.
Wait, what?
Think about it. Kids are going to school on Zoom right now. There ain't going to be no more snow days. You're just going to fire up Zoom.
Yeah, that's been a discussion. Yeah, that's...
And how long you think it is until you see a teacher dressing something she shouldn't be dressing, he or she shouldn't be dressing, teaching kids on Zoom?
Yeah, that's a topic for another day. I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going. I had to watch school, just in case. Dirty ass teachers. Yeah, man. Well...
That's all in the news for me, man. Well, I'm going to find some more for next week.
Yeah, that's about it for this week's edition here of Reckless Protocol. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. We'll bring you some more tech and games and or stuff to stream with. I got some good stuff I can tell you what to use. Been trying out a lot of new stuff. We'll bring you some more wild stories from all over the world. Keep you guys entertained just a little bit. Like I said before, if you'd like to have us cover something specific, if you want to have us, you know, even try out some products so you know whether to get it or not, if it's feasible, let us know. You send us an email to info@Sayscape.com. DM us on our Sayscape platform, available on both Android and iOS, and or at Sayscape.com. We're Reckless Protocol.
We out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Reckless Protocol. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check out Sayscape, the free speech social platform that is bias and algorithm free. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at Sayscape.com. When you get there, check out the Plus account feature. Each one purchased helps us keep the lights on. For even more information, you can check us out at Sayscape.info. Until next time.
Radio.